Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. A graduate of the University of Pittsburgh, he moved to New York to launch a career in comedy that has found him appearing on Comedy Central's Premium Blend, NBC's Last Comic Standing, BET's Comic View, appearing on the FX series, Legit, as well as releasing numerous live albums and hosting several podcasts. And now, you can see his all-new comedy special, Sweet Home Alabama, available on all digital platforms. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, Eddie Ift.
Sorry I'm a little late, Eddie. I was catching up with an old friend.
How do I follow Jolly Rancher penises?
No, man. The best part is you can't. That's the stuff that you could never sit in a room and just write it. It just has to happen. Yeah. We've known her through two different stints of prison now. And so Curly Shirley lived here in Kansas City for a while. She used to call us and just full of life, and she disappeared for a few years. She was either in rehab or the joint, and the last time was 7 years in federal prison.
I haven't heard anyone that good since Miss Pat.
Yeah, right.
When I heard Miss Pat, I called her in Indianapolis. I was like, you need to come to L.A. I need you on my podcast. She told me, she goes, I got shot twice and hit by a dump truck. Nobody wants to hear about me getting shot.
You know, that's so true because, yeah, getting hit by a dump truck's a goddamn big deal. So Eddie has got a new, you got a brand new album that's coming out, correct? Sweet Home Alabama?
I got a brand new album. It just launched this week, Sweet Home Alabama, because the people are kind of weirded out by the name. But see, I live in Malibu, which everybody imagines is like this, you know, houses are like $50 million on the beach, and they are. And I don't live in one of those. I live in the mountains up above the beach where it's more like Malabama.
Is it a little different up there?
It's a little different. I mean, there are some, like, super wealthy celebrities up here. Like, on one side of me, like, right down the road is Will Smith. And on the other side of me is a guy that operated on his own scrotum.
What are you talking about?
I'm not joking. I'm looking at his house right now. The lights are still on, and it's like 5 in the morning, and they haven't. It's not like they just went on. He told me that he had swelling in that area, so he cut in, and I said, what did you use, like a penknife? Or he goes, no, a scalpel. And I was like, oh, because, yeah, we all keep an extra one of those around the house.
Right.
And he said he's got a house down in Mexico, too, and he said then I sewed it up, and I said, you sewed it up, you know, did you learn that on the internet? And he's like, well, the town I have a place in Mexico, there's not a doctor, so I'm like the local guy that stitches people up. And I went, oh, where did you learn that? And he's like, you know, you just figure it out.
How does he have the money to have two houses up above Malibu and then one in Mexico?
Because the house in Mexico is not much of a house.
If you
build it with driftwood, anyone can do it.
It's so weird. So what is he just strung out on meth? He's operating on his own scrotum?
He had a like swelling. His son stepped on him there. And then and he swelled up, so he cut in and relieved the swelling and then sewed it up, and as you do. And And then the reason I heard this story was because he was going, he had a doctor's appointment to see why he couldn't have another kid. and when he came back, I said, "How was your appointment with the doctor?" And he goes, "I go, did you tell him about your surgery?" And he goes, "He didn't want to hear it."
Jesus Christ, man. See, this is the people that you live, as you go through life, you'll meet these characters, and some people shy away from them. And they see the weird and they don't want to know. Like you, I, Nikki, like all the rest of us are like, tell me more. Mm-hmm. Because that's
I love them.
Yes, they're the best. We're talking about Glazier. You know, he's been gone a couple years now, but you saw it up close and personal like we all did. The level of entertainment he provided was unbelievable. You couldn't create that.
I kept going back. The reason I know you guys is because I would go back there and every comedian would say, why do you go there if, like, it's almost like a gamble if you're going to get paid or not? Like, why are you going? And I was like, because it is, like, hours and hours of material. Like, I just can't believe the stuff this guy says to me, does. I used to just turn my phone on and just start questioning him, and he would just go. And there was no filter whatsoever. Oh. You know, and I'd either find out how he got crotch crickets in Jamaica, or I'd find out how he, and then I'd catch him in lies, which was the most fun, to just back him into the corner with his lies and try to get him to tell the truth to come out of it.
Yeah.
The guy was unbelievable. I was just talking to my wife about him. I'm like, I explained him, and I said, you know, he was this racist guy that never paid anybody, but somehow you kind of loved him.
Well, here's the best part. He was suing me and the radio station separately, and one of it was because I called him a racist, and I was like, well, we had your girlfriend in the air said you couldn't have an orgasm unless you called her the N-word. Then, not to mention the fact that everybody knows he would say some terrible racist stuff. Because I said he and his brother both had a drug problem, and I literally had to open it up to page 252 of his own book in his own words, to show the lawyer and go, yeah, no, that's where he says, hey, and I was completely strung out on drugs and cocaine. And it just, and then he goes, and he also said that I don't pay my comedians. I go, don't make me line these bastards up in front of this. It was all so ridiculously true. I was just staring at him like, what are you doing, you crazy bastard?
He used to drop me off at your show when he wasn't allowed in.
Yeah.
He used to go, all right, here's what I need you to do. I need you to get him to talk about this. And I need you to get, like, he was doing one of his stings.
Yeah.
He would go, I need you. And I'm like, Craig, I am not part of your loss.
And I was not the reason he was not allowed in. That had nothing to do with us. He got in a fight with another air talent, and it was Laszlo's wife at the time, and called her the C word, like screamed it at her in the hallway. I'm like, yeah, I can't.
Well, apparently,
fix, I, can't
apparently
fix that.
I caused that.
Is that?
One time we were. I was doing my rounds of radio with him, and I said to him, you know what would be great, Craig, if you went into this next show without your shirt on? And I said, because there was this girl that he would hit on all the time, and he did. I go, you should let her see you without your shirt
on.
Oh,
my God.
You're so buff. And he takes his shirt off in the hallway, and he walks in, and I think I took a picture of him, and I posted it online or something. And then she called him fat or something, or said, and that, you know, Craig's insecurity, that just drove him through the roof.
Oh, sure. So I'm now, take me back. He would try to have you say something that would trigger me to say something that would lay into his law, that would play into the lawsuit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And he'd be like, you know, you got to do this and you got to say this. And I would go, no, Craig, I am not involved. And I always thought, the way you would talk about the lawsuit, I thought it was like, I'm like, Craig, you can't pay me. How are you going to pay a lawyer?
No, he had some kind of god. I don't even know what law firm it was where they got this guy, like, who, you know, gets you out of a parking ticket. And this poor bastard, you know, can you imagine what that was like? Every time I went to some deputy, you just present him all the evidence. Well, here's him saying he was a drug addict. Here's the tape of him being a racist. Here's the guys that will tell you he didn't pay. Like, you just look at this lawyer and think, what are you doing, you poor bastard?
Some comedian wrote to me online. I forget who it was. I think he worked with me when I was there. And he said that after Craig passed, they had like a they didn't have a funeral. They had a roast of Craig.
Well, we talked about doing Roast the Ghost to pay all the comedians. That was a, and we thought, because he'd love it, right? Like, listen, wherever Craig is, if you can still see the mortal world, he right now is so happy because we're still talking about him. And he would love that more than anything.
Yeah, I you know, it's funny. I think there's, like, so many comedians. T.J. Miller made a pilot about him. David Tell, I think, tried to make one. Comedy Central tried to make one. And they never got made because Craig always got in the way.
Yeah, he always got in his own way.
Yeah, it's like he didn't understand what was so funny about him.
Right.
And so he would try to become the director or tell the director how to do it. And, you know, I worked in Hollywood with I met with Eastwood. He wanted to play me. I told him he was a little too old.
Well, he got you kicked out of your own hotel one time. So Eddie, if you're just joining the show, Eddie used to pimp him all the time. Like, just he'd just say things that would make Craig lose his mind. Because once Craig he just went crazy.
He used to pick me up in that, like, fake Lotus.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it was. It was like I don't believe it was a Lotus, or he got it without a title or something. There was something wrong with it. But he would pick me up in the Lotus, and I would just rip on it and make fun of it, how low it was to the ground, and it was just a piece of crap. And so it would get him inflamed, and we get back to the hotel one day, and I'm like, this Lotus isn't even fast. And he's like, I'm telling you, I didn't drive it like that. It goes 190 miles per hour. You should see it. It makes women go crazy. And I go, Craig, I don't even think this thing will lay tire. And he's like, oh, well, you want to bet? And I'm like, yeah, I don't think it will. I'm like, you won't do it. The old Craig would. You won't do it. You're afraid.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus Christ, man, Eddie.
And we're in the parking lot out near that NASCAR track at that hotel. And I'm like, come on, Craig. And I turn the camera on. And as soon as you turn the camera on, Craig's like, no, I got to perform. he starts doing burnouts in the parking lot.
Oh, no.
And he's like sitting in place just smoking up. You know, like how you pull up to check in at a hotel and you're under that thing?
Yeah.
He's laying tire right there.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And then he does kind of like goes down the lane and then like whips back, you know, and like slides out the back end and then comes back down and does it again. And I'm laughing hysterically and filming the whole thing. And this woman comes out from the front desk and is like, what's going on? What's he doing? And as I'm walking in, she's like, you, who are you? You can't stay here. And I'm like, I'm a comedian with this. So then Craig, of course, why'd you tell on me? And I'm like, I didn't tell on you. She wouldn't let me in the hotel. And I was like, I'm the comedian, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, yeah, we got to find another place for you to stay. And that place was giving us a deal.
By deal, he means they haven't stopped letting people stay here, even though I'm never going to pay them. Yeah, he was the kind of guy, he'd literally tell you the stories about sex with underage girls.
Oh. Yeah, well, the Jamaican one,
yeah.
When he got crotch cricket.
Yeah, she gave him a venereal disease.
Crotch cricket is great.
He told that on my podcast. He's like, so the maid came by, and, these girls down there, I don't know how old they are, you know, but that doesn't matter, you know, because it's legal no matter what in Jamaica. And,
Jesus.
Just awful. And then he was mad because the underage maid gave him, like, gonorrhea or whatever.
Yeah, he kept calling it crotch cricket.
Yeah.
And he goes, I'm pretty sure that's the medical term down there in Jamaica.
Dude, I've got, do you know of all the calls that we got? He would forward us these hate calls he would get from his girlfriend, his voicemail. From, it was either Chocolate Becky or Black Barbie. And
I think I met Black Barbie once at his place. I didn't believe him when he told me this threesome story. So when we were coming back from your radio show, I stopped there. And I was like, Craig, I don't believe you. I don't believe you. He's like, she's at my place right now. And I go, I don't believe you. So he goes, go ahead, go in. And I ran up the steps to his condo, which I'd never been to, and I wish I hadn't. And I banged on the door, and this black stripper answered the door completely naked. Open the door, just like, hello. And
she was beautiful.
And she was super tall.
Yeah. Yeah, no, she was hot.
And Craig looks at me and he's like, told you. And Craig goes, Craig, first thing he doesn't say, hey, this is Barbie or this is Eddie. He just goes, hey, show them where you got my name tattooed on your back.
Jesus Christ.
And she bends over in front of me, and on her lower back, she's got the tramp stamp that says, King of Sting.
Oh, God bless her.
And I was like, you can't pay my airfare to get here, but you could pay for that on her back.
Oh, listen, I got a voicemail where she's mad at him, calls him a fat cokehead, and she's in the middle. Something happened with the three-way. I think they did that multiple times, but she's so mad. Here, hold on. Can I pipe this down the line to him so he can hear it? Like,
stop calling and texting my mother's phone, you stupid-ass jerk. I don't give a about how much money you have to pay, you cheap-ass bastard. That's all you worried about is the money. This bitch just made up a whole goddamn story about me with 5 to 6 charges pending that could have determined my mother's life, you stupid, sick bastard. You need to go get help, you sick animal, instead of those goddamn drugs, you f***ing cokehead. You are the one that wants to have a threesome with that fat bitch. My mother f***ing money came up missing, bitch, not yours. So, Becky, you don't give a f*** about what you have to pay. You always selfish, bitch. F*** you.
I can't write that.
No, I've got dozens of those. Like,
wait, the best was, do you know about his non-disclosure agreement?
No.
He had all the waitresses. I saw it. I was in the office, and I saw it one time. And it was like a non-disclosure agreement that these waitresses all signed to work there that basically said it was written in no legal terms. Like, because I think a legal contract has to be binding, like, if you're breaking the law, it's already not binding. Like, you can't break the law in a contract. His contract was he was going to break the law. It said, basically, you will experience sexual harassment at this job.
Come on.
And you're agreeing to it. It was written kind of like, hey, this is a comedy club and everything's a joke.
Oh, my, it's so good.
So basically, when Craig says all these horrible things to you, he's just joking, so you can't sue him for it.
Oh, so much.
And I said to one of the waitresses, I'm like, why do you guys put up with this? And they're like, we need the money. And I'm like, no, there's better ways.
But somehow, we used to call it Hitler charm, because he... Hitler charm, because you're like, I have no idea why I'm doing what he's saying right now. Like, I don't even know why I'm talking to him, but somehow I am. Here I am. I don't even know why I'm doing it. He had Hitler charm.
He one time took me to his country club to show me around. I don't know what it was, or it was some kind of, like, it's where he lifted weights all the time.
Yeah.
And he brings me in to show him bench, and he's that guy at the bench press that does, like, he has a lift off. He has, you know, give him a spot, you give him a lift off. He brings it down an inch, pushes it back up an inch, and he's like, 330 plus. and he's like, half of what I did in prison. So he's showing me around, and he goes to the massage room, and he comes in. He goes, this chick loves me. He's like, I come here all the time. She wants to give me free massages just because she loves, you know, massaging my pecs. And we go in, and he's like, hey, I forget her name, like Shannon. He's like, hey, Shannon, you know, this is Eddie Ifty's a big famous comedian. He's going to have a TV show of his own. Jim Jefferies wishes he could be on it. You know, like he always had lie about your credits. Yeah. And then she goes, hi. And I'm sensing some awkwardness. And he's like, so, you know, when do you want me to come in and get a massage again? And I bet she can't wait for me. And she just looks, like, matter-of-factly straight him in the face. And she goes, no, Craig, and I don't like you. I actually hate you, Craig. In fact, I've always wanted to say this to you, Craig, but I've never been able to do it. But I just quit today. Today's my last day on the job. And I want you to know that I hate you, and I've always hated you, and I think you're a horrible person. And I've told my husband the things you've said to me and the things you've done to me. And he wants to kill you, Craig.
Jesus Christ. Damn. Jesus.
And I'm standing there just like, is this happening right?
why is my camera not on? Why do I not have the camera on? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Dude, I'm telling you, he had He'd tell you about how many abortions he'd paid for over the years.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, dude, he had his own little song.
He's like, I had 9 abortions. Oh. 6 of them.
1 little, 2 little, 3 little abortions. 4 little, 5 little, 6 little abortions. 7 little, 8 little, 9 little abortions. Aborted Clay Glazers.
Look, I don't want to take a stance on abortion, but thank God for that.
No, trust me. There's pro-lifers that went, okay, well, that's 6 or 10 little glaciers that didn't make it, so we're okay with that. Yeah, I know. All right, listen, I just looked down at the time, man. A Sweet Home Alabama. Man, Eddie, first of all, KC Comedy Club, there is another club here, and there'll never be another Stanford's. That was a moment in time that was genuinely funny, completely crazy, and so many great stories. And now, I really would like to see his ridiculous life put into a movie. I really would, because it's so over the top. I mean,
there's no better subject in the world. I mean, it's like Tiger King.
Yeah, yeah.
He's his own kind of Tiger King.
Without a doubt. He was the toupee king. Dude, he'd get so mad. It's not a toupee. It's not a toupee. I'm just telling you. It's a system. They call it a system. I'm like, look, dude, it's on sideways, all right? That's all I know. There's so many stories about him. And I actually do miss him quite a bit, that crazy bastard. Even the money, the lawsuits, everything.
And the material's all out there, so somebody would just have to put it together and find it all, because I know everybody's got it. You know, it's unbelievable. It's one of those things, you don't believe them until you put them on. You know, I have hours of him on my podcast. I used to, you know, he'd go, I'm coming out to LA to do your podcast after I meet with Spielberg.
That's so funny. That's so great. All right, so how can people find your podcast, Eddie?
It's on everything right now. Best place is YouTube, but it's free. You can go to iTunes and pay for it if you want to, but I'm telling you, it's on YouTube. It's on Amazon. It's on Spotify, Pandora. It's just Eddie F. Sweet Home Alabama. It's my new one, and I'm very, very excited about it.
Dude, I cannot wait to hear it all.
All the weird stuff. I mean, like the characters. We do rattlesnake aversion training in my neighborhood. And I talk about, I'm not joking. We have training classes for our dogs to learn how not to get bit by rattlesnakes.
Oh.
And that's the kind of stuff I talk about.
Alabama.
The weirdest place in the world.
For sure, anytime you want to stop by the show, you're always welcome here. There is another comedy club.
I
miss you. Well, let's get you back in here. Let's do some shows.
Yeah, well, I got to come back. Is the Kansas City Comedy Club any good?
Yeah, no. They just, I said Colin Kane, they've had some good acts in there. They're really come. He's really come along over the last, even with COVID, over the last 2 years prior, he really grew that thing, man. So it's a decent one for sure. And, of course, there's an improv as well. So
the owner doesn't walk on stage with you like Craig used to.
I know. Listen, he thinks he's a star, but I don't know if you guys know me.
Oh. You know how Craig used to go on stage and introduce all the acts and stay on for like 20 minutes?
Oh, yeah.
Stolen jokes. Well, every time, I used to bring my dog with me on the road. You remember my dog, like your old dog? And I used to let Craig go on stage, and as soon as he would go on stage, I would just send my dog out there. And Craig would go, get the fucking dog.
That's how I hit the dump button. You're all right.
Oh, my God. After we just talked about how people slip, and I'm like, I never slip.
Dude, Alabama, Sweet Home Alabama, Eddie Ift, IFFT. Find the podcast, find the new album, find the new download, find it on YouTube for free. And for real, man, like, come in and then just come in and hang out for a couple days on the radio if you'd like, man. Just spend some time with us.
I would. I love you. And we got to talk about the Craig Glazer project, because I think it's something.
Oh, dude, it would be great. And I'm in. I'm in wholeheartedly. Hold on, Eddie. Hold on. I love him, man. Ift is one of the funniest human beings. And he's one of those guys, like, he's in constant upload mode. Mm-hmm. Everything to him is material. Everything. I mean, he's just uploading. He's just from every section of the room, every moment of life. Check him out. He's got a great podcast, and don't miss it. Sweet Home Alabama, Malibama, Eddie Ift, IFFT.